How lovely it is to look out into the night sky and see it full of shooting stars. It's alive, alive with the shooting stars. Oh, how we sing our song, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket and never, never let it go. Make a wish upon a shooting star. And as you make a wish upon a shooting star, you say, all is wonderful. All is great. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. The world is all perfect now. That's my wish. That's my knowing. When I put a cause in motion, which is what a wish is, I say that that is my choice. And when I say that is my choice, then I must be ready to receive it. I must be ready to have it come into my life and come into my world and come into my experience, because it is just waiting to be revealed. Now, how can these things come forth in my life when I just wish for them? When I just speak my word and say I'd like to have it, it would be a pleasant thing to experience my wish. Our wishes are kind of interesting, because we wish for things that we know or that we feel confident could not be. We wish for things that we are readily aware of that they're not going to happen in our life. Now, what a silly thing to do. And yet, it's what we do. It's what we teach our children. It's what we teach ourselves. It's what we teach our life. We say, what a silly thing to wish for. It will never come true anyhow. We know that life is bounded, directed, guided by the law of cause and effect. We know that for every cause we put in motion, every thought we put in motion, every desire, dream, choice we put in motion, that is what happens in our life, whether we like it or not. However more confident we are in a cause, that is how that cause reveals itself. We like to think that it could be. We like to think wishes do come true. We like fairyland. We like to talk about Disneyland. We like to talk about things that are seemingly very unreal. And the more we delight in the unreal, the more we delight in the possibility of thinking that something could be, the more it happens to us. Ellen said she looked through a book the other day that she had written about the positive things that she had put causes for in her life. Her happiness book, the things that she liked, the things that she dreamed, the things that she thought about over the years. And as she looked at the book once again, just casually glancing through it, she said, do you know, those things came true. All those things that I put in my heart, all those things that I said, that is my reality, they came true. And I didn't even realize that they were happening. I didn't even realize that they were manifesting themselves so beautifully, so wonderfully, so perfectly. Yes, my book of who I am, my book of knowing who I am and what I think I am and what I reveal of myself in every beautiful, positive, dramatic way, dynamic way, simple way. We look upon the falling stars and we say, everyone wishes on a falling star or a shooting star and says, my wish will come true because I see a shooting star. And if we look at the sky certain nights of the year, that's the nights that the shooting stars are most evident or closest to the earth, and we can see them beautifully. We can have that in our life any time we want. All we do is to say, I am master of my thought. And so I say, I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am divine. We say these things with all our heart and soul and being. We say these things with confidence. We say these things knowing that they are indeed so. And the more we say them, the more we experience them. Keep a positive thought in your mind, and you will experience a positive response. All the world knows this and does this. You do it constantly. You do it more often than you realize. And because you do it more often than you realize, you are having a great and a wonderful life, because life is intended to be beautiful and good. Life is intended to be filled with magic and wonder and all the lovely things that one could ever dream about. Life is designed to be that way. We are here on planet Earth to experience joyous times, to be happy, to be ourselves and have fun. We are here to be loving beings, to be unconditionally loving beings. We're here to manifest that to everyone, starting with ourselves. And sometimes we forget that, starting with ourselves. But that's what it's all really about. It's starting with ourselves, where we say, I like me, where we say, yes, I can have that dream, and it is my truth. Yes, I can have that desire, and it is my fulfillment. All these things are the reality of our world. All these things are the reality of our existence. But they're only the reality when we hold them firm in our consciousness. We don't wish they were so. We have a knowingness that it is so, and it is done now. When I say I am whole and perfect, then I say it is done now. When I say I am happy, I say it is done now. When I say I'm surrounded by beautiful people, wonderful people that I love and adore and enjoy, it is done now. For that's how our thinking has to be. We don't think in a future time. We don't wish for tomorrow. We know that today it is done. Today my life is fulfilled. Today I am realized in every beautiful, magnificent way. Today. It's not a matter that sometime in the unknown future, sometime will happen in my life, or maybe not even in my lifetime, that something beautiful will take place. Well, it's already done. It's already taken place. It already exists. And we don't have to wait for a time to come. We don't have to wait for tomorrow. We just say that it is done. It is done now. And I delight in it now. Now, you say, well, it's not happening to me. The thing we want to learn to do is to be consistent, consistent, consistent with our thought. And momently we say, it is done now. Momently we say, I like me. Momently we say all these positive things, all these wonderful things. We keep repeating them, we keep repeating them, we keep repeating them. And pretty soon they are our reality. They always were our reality. They always will be our reality. But they are reality. As we are consistent in our belief, in our knowing about ourselves, as we say, it is done now. It is done now, and I am delighted. I am thrilled. I am happy that it is done now. So I look into the sky, and I see the shooting stars, and I say, how glorious. I look at the moon, and I say, a full moon. How lovely. A light mist covers the surface of the earth. But beyond that, into the atmosphere, the cloudless stratosphere and atmosphere beyond all is clear as a bell, where the stars live, where the shooting stars do their dance, and that's where I am. That's where I am always, fulfilled and revealed. For I look up there now and see it, and I claim it, and I say, it is done, and it is mine now. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, I love it so. Because I created it out of my heart, out of my life, out of my reality, out of my oneness as the allness in the now. Join me in this exciting adventure, in this exciting activity of delighting in the night sky, in the now sky, in life as it is. I love you so. Have a wonderful journey with me in the now. And know it's done.